Devotion is a travelogue film. In many ways, it's this introspective look at the concept of devotion told through the tale of losing a love relationship, as well as a traveler, you're always looking at what is going on externally in the culture that you're living in. And so it's also a travelogue trying to understand a specific form of nationalism in Turkey, as well as the phenomena of devotion to God, to Islam. So in many ways, it's this travelogue of looking at, you know, how people are devoted, whether it's to love or whether it's to a national identity or whether it's to a religious ideology. And I think the hotel rooms are really this metaphor of this constant search for meaning and for home, whether it's one finding it in a lover or one finding it in a city or one finding it in religion or in a national identity.
Yeah, I like very much that sense of how you use that metaphor, because it is, when you travel, of course, you're always looking to find out where your next hotel is going to be, or as you say, where your next your relationship will be.
Mm-hmm.
You have you had written the text, the narrator's text. Did you write that yourself?
Yes.
And how important was that to the film project? And did you start with the text, or was that written afterwards?
I actually wrote... I wrote the script before I shot it, and I actually worked with two actresses, and then in the process of editing the film, removed the actresses and rewrote the script. All the images were there. Like, I knew exactly what I wanted to shoot because I was so involved with the city, but the story itself changed. I think the story itself changed because of autobiography and because of circumstances.
Can you tell me a little bit about Istanbul and why that city was chosen?
I first went to Istanbul in 1982. I was living in Jerusalem for 10 years and visited Istanbul and fell in love with the city. And every possible chance I had, I went back to the city of Istanbul. And I knew at some point I wanted to live there and make art and be an artist living in that city. So it was my fourth visit to Istanbul, and I packed up my bags in New York and went with my ex-partner, and we lived in Istanbul. And it was, you know, sort of a dream. Like, I knew I wanted to live in that city. And partly it's because of the East-West and the tension between East and West. And as a foreigner who likes to be in the Middle East, it actually was a very... comfortable place for me and a very inspirational place for me to be making work.
Well, it looks like such a beautiful city, and I think you've captured it so wonderfully in all of the pieces of it, the mystery of it and the beauty of it, and also because of your interest in the devotion to Islam, which is so much part of this film as well. Can you talk a little bit about that and about filming those parts?
I think it's very interesting. I've been making films, and many of my films are very Jewish or very related to Israel, Palestine. I made a film in 1998 called Trafe, which is really about Jewish insider-outsider status. And then I made a film called Past Perfect, which I shot in Poland. And so in many ways, I've been really thinking a lot about religion, mostly from my own perspective as, you know, as an engaged secular Jew. And because I've spent so much time living in the Middle East, I, of course, have been very involved and very engaged with Islam in some way, in some shape. And what was so interesting about Turkey is that it strives so hard to be a secular country, and yet Islam is so profoundly present in its existence. And so, of course, you feel that the tension between secularism and religion, and in this case in Turkey, was so strong, yet they coexisted quite nicely in some ways, and in some ways it didn't, obviously. And I think I'm rambling a little bit, so you can edit it, but I think that there's something very, very strong about the visual landscape of Istanbul, that the Islamic presence is felt everywhere. So even if you're the most secular Turkish person, you really are affected by the Islamic culture anyway. And I thought that was also very interesting, even though it wasn't so much that the laws were Islamic, but that the visual language of the city was so connected to Islam and Muslim culture. And I find that a really interesting juxtaposition, secularism and a very strong Islamic presence. And I think it's very unique to Turkey.
Most of the films you've made have been outside of this country, and you're living in New York now, correct? Mm-hmm. Are you interested in making a film in America?
Well, I actually did just shoot in November, I finished shooting a dance film that I filmed in my neighborhood in Brooklyn, and it's sort of in this, like, 6 blocks radius of Brooklyn near the Gowanus. And I would say it's probably my first New York film. So we'll see. And that film is, it's really about mothers, daughters, gentrification. I mean, there's always a political aspect to my films, but there's also the connection to autobiography. I think all my films have that same kind of connection in some way.
And did you grow up in New York?
I did grow up in New York. I grew up in New York, Chicago, and L.A., so I'm sort of all coast and Midwest as well.